coming next up here. So, as I've said many times, this is our third partnership with International Tom Hanks Day. This woman has been at all three. She's a great part of the Chicago theater and improv scene. Also a fantastic storyteller. So happy to have her back. Please welcome Liz Larimore.
Castaway is the story of a man who defies all sorts of odds and spends 4 years alone on a deserted tropical island. It's about resilience and survival. It's about persistence and the human spirit. It's about friendship in the unlikely form of regulation-sized sports equipment. And the great majority of that movie is not very interesting. Being alone on an island for 4 years and living to tell about it is interesting because it's not a thing people do. I don't deny Chuck Nolan that accomplishment, but I mean, the things we didn't see make up most of his time there, most of his memories of that place. He was alone on an island for 4 years. There's only so many cool things that can happen there. Inevitably, he had some really fucking boring stories to tell at brunch with friends after he got back to civilization. People would probably be like, "Wow, desert island, what was that like?" And he'd be like, "Well, one day I was sitting on the sand looking at the water, and a crab walked by, and I looked at it, and then I looked back at the water." Or he'd say, "Well, one day I was walking around holding this volleyball I found, and then later that night I went to sleep." Or probably the one that got the most mileage was, "I cried a bunch." Let's face it, that is what the vast majority of his time was spent doing, walking around and looking at things and sitting and staring and sleeping. These stories are objectively boring. Inarguably, they stink. But string enough of them together and they make up a story and a movie we've all come to enjoy. When I was little, I would make my grandmother tell me the following story over and over again. My Aunt Helen, about 6 years old at the time, begged my grandmother to pack her an egg salad sandwich for lunch one day to bring to school. On the way there, Helen started crying and refused to go inside because she was embarrassed about bringing an egg salad sandwich to school because of how bad it smelled. So my grandmother took her home and didn't make her go to school that day. That was the story. But now imagine it from my own 5-year-old perspective. I couldn't really picture my aunt as a child, so I had this vivid image in my mind of the face of the adult woman I knew with a child's body. And all the pictures and movies I'd seen from that time weren't in color, so I imagined the entire world before I was born in black and white. Essentially, it was like watching an episode of The Little Rascals as directed by David Lynch. Helen and the Egg Salad Sandwich. I remember asking for the story by name, a throwaway anecdote, an unspectacular day in my aunt's childhood that she probably doesn't even remember. And yet it was fascinating and legendary enough to me that it had a name. It was a story I heard so many times at my own behest that I can't see egg salad and not think of it. And my poor aunt, an accomplished professional educator with over 50 years of successful life between herself and that day, I will also forever associate with egg salad. That story is objectively boring. And arguably, it stinks. But in the context of my relationship with my aunt, it was interesting to me because it deviated from the person I knew, and for whatever reason, I liked it. Life is not full of exciting moments. Most of it is horribly unspectacular. It's uneventful. We think nothing interesting is happening to us because usually nothing is. How often does someone ask you what's new with you and you tell them, "Nothing"? We're collectively scared of telling boring stories because we don't think they're worth hearing. But y'all, these little throwaway anecdotes, sometimes they're more than that. Given the right context and audience, they can take on a warped kind of personal importance, like that story my grandmother felt the need to tell me. or work toward building something inspirational in the case of Castaway. So tell them. Tell your damn dull stories. Speak openly about how you chose to take a Lyft over an Uber because of a $1.34 price difference. Talk about your trip to the grocery store that went awry when you realized Whole Foods was out of organic roasted salted pistachios and you had to get the kind that were roasted but without salt and not organic. They're not all good stories, but they're moments that make up your life, and that's worth something. My point, y'all, is this. Egg salad sandwiches are great. Objectively boring, and inarguably they stink. But for whatever reason, a lot of people still eat them in public.
Liz Larimore, everybody. I wrote a story I'm going to tell later, but Liz has me reevaluating. I think I'm going to talk about my very exciting journey of leaving the mic stand in my car. So get ready for that. And